The computer industry applauded last week's truce between Sun Microsystems and Microsoft. Sun dropped its antitrust lawsuit against the world's biggest software company in return for a $1.6 billion settlement payment. But it may be a short-lived victory for Sun. The company has been losing money for the past 2 years and must figure out a way to turn things around. Jason Lopez reports from San Francisco.
Sun is a company known for its technical innovations. The Internet, for example, is made possible in part by technology invented by the Silicon Valley-based company. The Java software language, which works on different devices such as computers and cell phones, has become a standard feature of web services. But Sun is not a pillar of the high-tech industry as it was just 4 years ago, and the company has not been able to turn key innovations like Java into sales revenue. It's one reason why, says market researcher Laura DiDio of the Yankee Group, that it was important for Sun to settle with Microsoft and get the distraction of its lawsuit out of the way.
Sun has really got its work cut out for it in effecting a turnaround. They're under fire in a lot of markets.
Sun has felt the most heat from competitors in its business selling server computers, which are outfitted with its own software and chips. Demand for these expensive systems was extremely high during the tech boom of the late 90s. Sun's growth was staggering. But then came the downturn, and with it the advent of cheaper servers based on less expensive chips from Intel. That toppled Sun's dominance in server machines, says Forrester research analyst Frank Gillette.
The server industry is hollowing out, where you see a lot of growth in the low-end servers, primarily based on Intel, and you continue to see success for the big servers. But where you see the real transition and pressure is in these mid-sized servers that, you know, might cost $50,000, $100,000 that Intel is steadily eating away at.
Sun is still a major player in the server market, but revenues are nowhere near the highs of the past. Some Wall Street analysts have called for a change, and the company is feeling some pressure to branch out into other businesses. But Sun won't be selling flat-panel TVs a la Gateway or getting into the music business like Apple. Sun's new president and chief operating officer, Jonathan Schwartz.
That moves away from the core opportunity that Sun has historically focused on, which is network computing infrastructure. And that's why we invest, you know, nearly $2 billion a year in the research and development that yields innovative software and hardware and services out into the marketplace.
Industry experts don't doubt Sun's ability to come up with new technologies, and many are convinced that if there's a company that can innovate as well as re-energize its existing products, it's Sun. But Schwartz says he and his management team must do a better job of getting the message out. Although Forrester analyst Frank Gillette admires Sun, he says no vendor has survived purely on its technical achievements.
They're going to need to learn to do marketing somewhat better and also continue to be that fundamental geek culture, that engineering culture that can zoom in on a problem, identify a compelling technical solution, and deliver it. But that's not going to matter if they can't also convince the market to buy it.
For NPR News, I'm Jason Lopez in San Francisco.